donation was actually something we always talked about as our kids were growing up. And after he married, he and his wife also shared that conversation. So we knew he wanted to do this. So it was very simple to say yes, because we were honoring his wishes.
You know, that little heart that you have on your license, you know, some people don't really think too much of it, but to you, it means quite a bit.
Well, I think it's extremely important, especially if you're even considering it, get it on there. You know, that can be the defining point between a donation and a non-donation. And if you don't have conversations with your loved ones or family or friends about your desire, that can be the defining conclusion as to whether your organs or corneas are shared with somebody else. So, you know, for us, the best time to decide is now, because, again, we don't know when our death will come. And if you haven't had the conversation, it will certainly let the medical staff at the Gift of Life know of your desires.
And there's a time frame that it has to be done, correct?
Right, and that's what I was going to say. There is such a short window of time of when they can harvest. You know, and that's one of the other things. People have a disbelief that because you put this on your driver's license, they're not going to do every measure to save you. And the reality is the Gift of Life can't be contacted until you have been called. So it's not like they're holding you to get your organs. Your life comes first.
What would you say to people who are against donating something as the gift of sight or donating a kidney, because people are against this sometimes?
That is true. But, you know, our belief is you can't take it with you. And if you can make somebody else's life a little bit better, why wouldn't you? You know, we're all going to die someday. That's a given. And we don't know when that will be. And that is also another given. Just being able to share the gift of life, whether it's an organ or a cornea, you're helping someone to live a better quality of life, or maybe even have a life that they might be denied without that.
If people could know one thing about your son, what would it be?
I guess I would have to share that he had a huge heart and an old soul combined together, and they were both always filled with empathy and compassion, excuse me, generosity, and he loved to make people laugh. He was one of those people that always made everyone feel loved and important. And even my daughter-in-law will tell you, she's, you know, his widow, and after 8 years, she just the other day shared with me, she has never laughed as hard as she did with him every day. So he was just, you know, such a special person. You know, I think Jake would be more than happy to know that this has happened. I think he'd also be humble and proud and amazed that through his death, somebody else was given the gift of life. And, you know, Jake was one of those people that always saw the good in everything and everybody. And so, you know, on the flip side, we also hope that whoever received his corneas uses that sight in the same way to see the best in everyone and everything.
And that was Rose Robertson, and I'm Brooke Allen for WKAR.